I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can follow us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com.
Right.
This guy has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
And thank you. And before, this is your first time viewing us, please hit the like.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Notifications. You would.
Yeah, so you can get notified of our new episodes and things like that. You know, we talk about comedy. We talk, because we're both comedians.
Yes.
He's a comedian.
Yes, me, him, you.
I try real hard to make people laugh.
I try my best.
And we talk about, you know, current events.
Yeah.
We talk about just...
what else?
You know, regular things. You know, real life
situations. Sometimes we just... yeah, we talk about our lives and
our experiences in comedy.
Yeah, a lot of those.
The things that, you know, because, you know, for all the new comics out there that's just clicking onto our channel, you know what?
Who?
If you subscribe and like, we pretty much journaled
from day one.
Our journey from day one.
Yeah, 100%.
On this podcast, y'all.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
I'm not saying this because I'm cool seeing that's Justin Fuller, but this is what I'm saying. I wish I had, as a new comic, I wish I had a cool C and a Justin Fuller to reference to our podcast, the Midnight Paco Podcast, 100%. Along with
Hot Breath.
Joel Byers.
Yes.
We're like the only ones that really talk about this.
I think so.
Yeah.
The Well, you speak on it all the time, the ethics, you know what I mean, in comedy, just being there and the rules.
Well, the ethics and the rules, you just got to have respect for the game.
Boiled down. Yep.
Respect for the game.
If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it and take it seriously, you want to be respectful of the game, meaning that you stay in. You go do an open mic, you stay and watch everything, because guess what? It's school for you.
Yeah. Everybody goes up is different. You can learn something from everybody. What to do or what not to do.
Exactly.
Either way.
What not to say. You know, don't run the light. If it's a clean place, you got to respect the rules of the club. Meaning, don't run the lights.
Yep.
Don't drop F-bombs.
If it says don't drop F-bombs.
Well, if it says clean.
Yeah.
Be clean,
yeah.
And as new comics, a lot of times we don't understand or know that, you know, you are signaled to get off the stage.
Yeah. Well, see, if you don't know, because I'm trying to think the first time if I went up, if I knew there was going to be a light in the back. I think I did. I think I paid attention. But I had my shit timed out. It was timed out, yeah.
You've always been timed.
Yeah, it was like, timed.
Even you wouldn't do nothing unless you knew exactly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, exactly how long it was going to take.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that, you know, people don't realize. Like, you could be great. You could have the crowd going. You could be funny as what. But if you run that light.
Yeah.
That's a sign of disrespect to the club.
Yeah.
That's saying F everybody that's coming up after you because you want to get your things out.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta respect that light.
And the worst thing is when you try and rush it out, it's usually not worth it. No. You know what I mean? They try and rush it out.
But
sometimes
some people don't rush it out and they just...
They go, oh, yeah.
Home and with
they
your joke and try to finish it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It sucks anyway.
It sucks anyway. Which, you know, it's because usually if they're running a light, they're not telling jokes. They're just talking. And usually they're losing all track and they're just up there venting about something. You know what I mean? And they're just rambling about stuff and they're not telling jokes. Usually if you're up there, you know, and you have joke format, you're telling jokes, you know, it's about time to get off.
So
there are some people that do just disregard,
when I'm hosting.
Though.
And I realize there may be some new comics there.
Mm.
I try to be very clear.
No, yeah, you're pretty good.
I try to be very clear.
You
like,
threaten them.
I be like, look, if you see me coming towards the stage, that means it's time to wrap it up. And if you don't, I'm going to tackle you. I'm gonna
tackle you. Right.
Off the stage. I'm talking about Lawrence Taylor.
Coked up.
I'm talking about LT, not thinking about nothing but... Rack off the stage, LT. He's not thinking about the game. He's thinking about getting his
freak on. Yeah, he's ready to. From what we were heard, allegedly, right?
That's what he said.
This is right. This is true.
LT said he wasn't thinking about nothing but smoking crack.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because he had so much money and crack's cheap.
So he said he used to lead a house. It has a house full of strangers and come home to a house full of strangers.
Crazy.
And I know it was in a mansion. I know he had a great house.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine coming home and all you care about is getting high after your game.
I mean, that's crazy. That sounds like a pretty good... No, just... If you're able
what
to...
What the...
I'm kidding,
I
people.
I don't want to come home to a house full of crackheads.
No, unless they got... Big boobs. Okay. Jokes, people. Jokes. No, that's nuts. That's like a movie type shit. You know what I mean?
That's the way he was living.
That was like half-baked, the dude on the couch.
He was on the couch.
But he wasn't a crackhead.
No, he was just on the couch.
He was just chilling. Didn't know who he was. Just bullied his way in. It's like somebody I know in our lives. CEO.
Hey.
Not you, sir. Somebody else.
Not that CEO.
Yeah, not that.
But the CEO of the Midnight Bomb.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has somebody they have to answer to.
A figurehead.
Yeah, like, you know, everybody got a big bruh.
Yeah, big bruh.
Big bruh. You know, like, hey, you know, if you hear us talk, yeah, Justin started this. Yeah. Kusi started this, but it wouldn't have been possible without
the
CEO.
CEO. Facts.
It wouldn't have been possible without.
Yeah.
Midnight Paco.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Everybody thinks that I'm Midnight and he's Paco.
Yeah, no, that's not the case.
Or who's Paco? It's Midnight Paco.
It's a mystery.
Midnight Paco is Midnight Paco.
It's a straight killer.
Straight killer.
Straight killer.
Oh, Midnight?
Oh.
He's a killer.
Straight killer.
And I don't want no problems.
No.
I don't want no problems.
But let's go back to what you were talking about, man, in the comedy world, because, you know, it's your hosting is on point.
Thank you.
You're being a clean comedian, you're on point.
Thank you.
I read the line all the time. I think we've both grown.
Yes. I mean, because it's the way we were came. Yeah. It's the way we came into the game.
With our mindset.
Yeah. You know, look, it was a club that we worked out of. Shout out to Pete.
R.I.P. Pete.
He allowed us to work out. He allowed us, and he had the rules. His rules was 5 minute clean.
Yeah.
And so that's my foundation of 5 minutes clean. And one of the things is, like in any club, you don't want to run the light.
No, and you know what's good about that too is you get used to it. It's easier because certain places they do it differently, but you know and expect there's going to be a light somewhere. You know what I mean?
Now that we know,
yeah.
And by doing it, we can look at all those performances from Comic View,
right?
From Def Jam, we know.
When they got the light.
When they got
because the light. Because they always like this. Or you know.
They'll nod.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
Yep.
And I always wondered, like, when I saw comedians that was doing good.
Why'd they get off?
I'm like, you're doing good. You're doing great.
Right.
He was like, well, I got to get out of here. They got lit up.
Yeah.
They got the signal to get up out of there.
Yeah.
And now knowing that.
Well, now, were they doing 5 or 7 minutes?
I can't remember. Like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I think they were doing like 5 minutes or maybe, I don't think they were doing even 10 minutes. I think they were doing 5 like on Def Comedy Jam.
Wow.
So they came and brought it.
So how do you redo something like that? Is it the environment or is it just, you know what I'm saying? How did that get so big when there's so many showcases people try to put on? You know what I mean? How did that one take off? Was it just because it was filmed or like the club? Russell Simmons, right?
Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
I think it was Russell Simmons, the location and the exposure. Because people was tuned in for Def Comedy Jam.
I mean, Martin was a good host.
Martin, Joe Torre.
Joe Torre. Yeah, yeah.
Whoever hosted was a great host.
Yeah.
But it was just the comedy. You wanted to see comedy.
Yeah.
When you wasn't going to the improv, like I wasn't going to the, well, we
on
had
a regular basis, improv, yeah.
You know, before Hilarities came.
Right.
Improv was really all we have. There was other rooms in the city that you really didn't know about, but you had to seek after.
Right.
But it was like comedians, you like, okay, comedy is available. And then Comic View on BET,
mm-hmm.
That was a big staple in my life coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, shout out to Comic View. And
yep.
You know, maybe we'll have some guests from Comic View. We already had one.
Yep.
That was on Comic View.
Yes, we did.
Shout out to Rob Allen.
Yeah, Junior.
On Comic View.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll see some more and have some more insight from individuals that was actually on Comic View.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great. So, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
You know, it's a lot of opportunities that, you know, were missed.
Yeah.
But, you know, comedy is like, it's like almost like something, like if you don't seek after it, it's always been there.
Dude, that's what messes with me, man, is because, like you said, growing up, that's all I watched. I'd come home from the bar, Pat, you know, and just put on something as long as it was comic, you know, BET or wherever, you know, to watch some comedy. And I would just fall asleep or some. I remember falling asleep to this one dude. All I heard, this was one of my favorite jokes. It was like, you know, he was trying to fall asleep and all I hear is, something has to rhyme with orange. Like, you're trying to fall asleep and your mind is just like wandering. You know what I mean? And that one always just, that stuck with me all the time. And I'm always just like, I would love to do it, but there was no comedy club, I think, in Erie at the time. And I definitely didn't think of going to do open mics or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Because I was just focused, because that was never a thought that I could go and do it. Never occurred to me, go do comedy. Yeah. No, you got to go to school, get a degree, and get a job. That was growing up. That was what your life was structured at. You know, that's what we were groomed to do in this life, in this culture, or whatever the case. You know what I mean? To keep the fucking engine running. You know, keep everything moving smoothly.
Those were like safe things. Those were get a what do they call it? Not a craft. What I'm looking for? Get a trade.
A trade, yeah.
If you're not going to go to college, get a trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Make you some money.
I wasn't great in baseball. My dad tried to get me into baseball. I was good in baseball, but I wasn't great in baseball. So that just, it was just something I did. I wasn't like those guys that were all about it, you know what I mean? And just, you could tell a baseball player from a non, like,
I mean, and to just, be honest with you, you know, no shot to anybody that looked after me. They always asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I wouldn't mind having my own talk show.
Right.
And they said, well, that's great. But what do you really want to do? And I'm like, that's what I want to do.
Right.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I want to talk to people. I want to interview people. I want to know what gets them going. And I want to be that connector.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're into that? I know a guy.
Right.
Let me introduce you guys, and maybe you guys can work out.
I mean, you're real good at that.
Thank you, man.
Because your memory is outstanding.
I don't remember nothing.
I mean,
who are you?
Yep.
Oh,
you already know. Mm. It's crazy how good your shit is. Either way. No, that's I wish I had the ability to do that, you know what I mean, and recall things like this and that, but I've always wanted to talk too, but that's why I went to school for communications. But when I started looking at the jobs in like the radio and shit, it's like I don't want to do that stuff. Yeah. I wanted to do radio, but like to start off, you know what I mean? I was just thinking of the things you got to go through, and I'm just like, I ain't trying to do that. I need to make money now.
Well,
you
know what I mean? These are things that people already know about me, and they know about you. I mean, okay, you know, just for the sake of time.
Yep.
We just had a presidential election.
Mm. Oh, yes, we did.
And?
Yeah, I mean, you said who was going to win.
Well, yeah, I predicted it because I predict a lot of things. And here go another prediction of mine. You know what? They always say, people got a lot of great things to say about you.
Yeah.
But you just got to die to hear it. Okay, here's a prediction of mine.
Oh, shit.
I say a lot of things on this here platform.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody listens to it.
No.
Nobody listens. Nobody is, you know, saying things. After I'm dead and gone, they're going to be like, damn, he was the GOAT.
He was saying all types of shit.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye.
I'm not saying I'm Walt Disney or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, people do a lot of things.
We drop gems, dog.
We do drop gems. I personally like, you know, people collect rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And collect stamps, baseball cards, guns, and stuff like that.
Yep.
I'm a constant thinker. I'm thinking all the time. I got a lot of time to think, and a lot of times I'm removing myself from situations, and I'm like looking at things from above, and I try to do preventive things, or I try to move a certain way, and I see a lot of things that's going to happen. So it's like, you know, one of my other predictions is we're going to be apologizing to these animals. We're going to be apologizing to the monkeys and to the gorillas and things. We're going to be apologizing to them one day.
Wait, which ones?
All of them.
I mean, the ones in zoos are criminals. That's why we locked them up.
We're going to be apologizing to all of these.
That's why we locked them up. They're in jail.
All of these animals, all, you know, because pretty much, you know, these animals are proving every day that they're like thinking organisms.
Oh, dude, don't get me started, man.
Including plants.
I'm a little bitch when it comes to shit like that.
But I'm just saying, including plants. And I'm not saying that, you should, you know, I still think there's, this is where I draw the line. I think if you have a cage for your dog, you shouldn't have a dog. Right. That's what I think.
Yep.
But I still think there should be boundaries for your dog. I don't think dogs belong in the bed with you.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that. I think that's like, okay, if you have a dog in your bed and you're single, you should work on your relationships with humans.
Damn. I can't say that, man. My boy gets in the bed with me.
I just think that you should, that's, you know, work on your relationships with
him. I mean, when it's time to sleep, he doesn't sleep there unless he feels like coming up. But, like, he'll come up there and see and
just
hang
like
out.
This one.
I can't co-sign ladies. That. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
For all my ladies out there.
Oh, this one's going to get deep.
All my ladies out there that never received a Pandora bracelet or necklace, or if you do have a Pandora bracelet or necklace and you have like one or two charms, maybe you should consider being a nicer person. And then you'll have a Pandora bracelet or necklace. Or if you have one and you have few charms, be a nicer person. So you can get your charms up, boo.
Get your charms up,
boo. Get your charms up, boo. Be a nicer person. Get your charms up. But like I said, like, get your charms up, boo.
Get your charms up, boo. Make me some breakfast. I'll get you a good job.
A good job charm.
Yeah. Huh?
Or maybe
a gold star
charm, or a way to go charm,
high five charm,
or a ha yeah charm.
Oh yeah.
Hey Pandora, make a ha yeah charm. It'll be the best selling charm you guys had. Ha yeah charm. What would that look like?
Not like the hawk too. The Hawk 2 charm.
So
that'd be a good one. It's kind of like, oh yeah. After you Hawk 2, it's a, oh yeah. It's a,
you know,
you get a,
if you get
a,
if you get a,
is that a combo?
It should be. With every Hawk 2 charm, you get a, oh yeah.
Bam. I'm all over that.
Yeah.
I'm all over that idea right there.
That would probably be your hottest selling
charm. I thought he was going to go a different direction with that, ladies, before it all started. But this is a good idea. Get your charms up.
Boo. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Holy shit.
Play it during Valentine's
Day.
Oh
my God. We're going to see this clip later. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Of course I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, you know what? You should.
Even married. Like we.
You should, man.
You're, I mean, married. We were always there, but we didn't like go out and do dinner or nothing like
that and buy
gifts. I'm trying to rethink that whole thing, though.
Listen.
Because it's still a day.
Listen.
And I'm a romantic.
You're romantic?
Yeah.
You think you are?
Yeah. Have you seen the new Mr. Clean commercial?
You should try that.
I'm going to.
Yeah, you should try
that. You already know. Shout out to Sean Showtime.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, like, you know, I don't know what romantic is. I don't know if I'm romantic. I just be me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just me.
I mean, do you play music during intercourse?
What you supposed to be playing? Let me lick you up and down
until you say stop. Yes. Let me play with your body, baby. Yes.
That's what you supposed to play?
Yep. Freak me, baby. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. I belong to you. I give all my
bang 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 ski 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 bang 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 ski 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 bang 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 ski ski ski.
That's song 3.
Oh, that's
that's. You gotta set the mood.
That's a good. Never mind. Never mind.
No, that's how you set the mood.
What, Bang 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 Ski Ski?
Yeah, yeah. No, three songs. Get them up to Bang Bang Ski Ski.
Oh, I don't know. I just like the sound, man.
By that time, you're just betting them over saying Bang Bang Ski Ski.
Or you can... never mind. It's a great song.
Is it a great song?
It's a great song for rhythm.
Bang Bang Ski Ski?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, okay.
Hold on. Break it down.
I'm going to break it down. Listen okay. to you.
Okay.
Listen, and take it the way you want. You know, it's different people in the world. My sister taught me this. She told me this.
Okay.
She said, life is either vertical or horizontal.
And what the fuck?
That's what she said. She said, that's life. Things go up and down and go left and right. Mm-hmm. That's life.
Sometimes you get knocked the fuck out. No, I'm kidding.
So if, and I took it and I just applied it to a lot of things.
Okay. Like what? Elaborate, please.
No.
Okay.
So you guys take it.
Certain things go up and down, and then they go horizontal.
That's life. Things go left and right and horizontal. Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet.
Finger in your butt, go tweet, tweet. shout out to Macho. What do you say? If the brown eye wink, some stink. Some shit. I messed it all up. I apologize, sir.
Shout out to Macho.
Shout out to Macho. He's always got them gems.
Yeah, man. So, you know, life is like, you know.
Hey, man. Shit's crazy, dude, because things happen.
Oh, yeah.
And you think about where you are. Hmm. And if it wasn't for comedy, I probably would have just been in autopilot, just hating, just doing nothing with myself, man. To be honest with you, because when I decided to do it, and once again, shout out to Joe Byers, Hot Breath, because his is one of the only other platforms that talks about comedy in depth as we do, and have awesome guests that talk about comedy in their, you know,
positions and such. You know what? We keep saying Joe Byers. And we keep saying us, but you know, Pierre's Panic Room. Shout out to Pierre's
Panic Room. Yeah, Pierre's Panic Room.
He gets some, you know, great behind the scene interviews too. You know, and I apologize for not acknowledging Pierre's
Panic Room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to you, Pierre.
Yeah,
I heard you spend some time with some great friends of ours here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah. And I've always loved him in movies.
Yeah, like, shout out to you.
You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to him. He does.
I'm sorry for not mentioning you. So yeah, I'm gonna add you to that, Pierre.
Yeah, because you're always sending me clips and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, and we're watching shit. So yeah,
you know, Comedy Hype, they do some behind the scenes too. Yeah. But I'm talking about like from the journey. No. Because
Comedy Hype, they just talk about stuff though.
That happen, But Pierre, he has
people on there
that talks about behind it. You know?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Pierre's Panic Room. You got some good stuff too, man.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you.
Yeah.
The work you do, your comedy. I'm a fan of your comedy. So, you know. Sorry for not mentioning you. Shout out to you, Pierre's Panic Room.
Right.
And us too.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's crazy because we're, you know, like I said, you're coming on your 4 years in the next couple months. And
that's right.
You know, I'm trying to gauge where we're supposed to be at. Where we're at, and I know we're moving a little slower, unfortunately, just because our careers and the way we got to work and how things are. But it's like our material, though, is where I think it is. You know what I'm saying? Because look, I watch people, and shout out the clips and how people put up stuff, and you know, and I know when you're out doing shows, you're able to get clips. But I think about your hour. It always comes back to me for your set, your hour, and I love seeing people post topical stuff, mm-hmm. and And shout out to y'all, everybody, for working and doing that stuff. But to me, it's always been about trying to build my set. And even just what we were just talking about, right, trying to add to what I already have.
Yeah.
It's like, if it wasn't for that conversation and with that get, you know, with Sean Showtime, shout out to him once again. You know, you add little bits to your other stuff that you have, and it's like, wow, this bit is bigger and it's better. So I'm glad I never posted that the whole bit. You know what I mean?
But you know what, man? And, you know, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Something that I'm just noticing, and as you talk, I'm looking at you. How much do I have to pay you?
Oh shit!
It looks like your eyebrow. If you let it grow, it will connect to your beard right here. How much do you need? I mean, how much? I give you $10.15.
It doesn't grow here that far, though.
I'm looking at it. It's about to fucking connect, yo.
But it stops there. That's it.
If you let this shit grow right here, it's almost to your eyebrow, dude.
I never have to trim nothing in between. I never have to mess with it.
It's almost there, bro.
It stays there. Eventually, it may.
If you let your beard grow thick,
I could let this all connect then.
You should. How much I got to pay you?
It's like, if you grow out a Jerry...
$10.15. If you let all of this connect and grow right, look, I'm looking at it. It's like almost connected to your beard. Let that shit happen. How much you need? $10. I got $11.50. I'll give you that.
I need more than that.
$11.50.
I mean, we still gotta shave everything off for free.
We do.
For free.
Before you do that,
grow this out.
I can see.
I can't.
Your eyebrow is about to. It can connect to your beard, dude.
But I don't. I don't mess with it. So if it gets there, I'll still trim it before it does.
No.
I won't allow it.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, dog. Did I fuck up? Did I not? I think that's not.
I think it'll grow right there if you let it, man.
No.
Please.
It won't.
$15.
I'm a hairy individual, people.
$15.
Nope.
$15.30.
No.
The fuck, Jay?
I mean, come on, man.
That's the easiest $15.20 you ever made.
Yeah, but it takes forever for hair to grow.
Not you. I've seen your.
I'm waiting for it.
You shave your beard. By the end of the week, it's back. Let that shit grow. Let this connect.
No, I'm letting it. It won't.
You look like you got a shiesty on.
I be rocking it like.
Do that shit, please.
Like a bonnet.
No, you look like fucking Teen Wolf.
I know.
Do it.
Like Wolverine.
How much? $15.30. $22.95. You heard it first. If you want to see Justin's hair, the unibrow grow down from the eyebrows to the fucking beard. So I'm looking at it. It's almost
so,
there.
So he cut me off in deep conversation for my eyebrow.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, whoa. That shit is almost connecting. Let's do it. How much?
I am a hairy mother sucker, dog. But I just shaved my chest, though, so that's different. Hairy up here, shaved.
Okay, sorry.
No Diddy.
No Diddy at all.
But when you have muscles, you got to see them. So you want to shave your chest.
Or
so
you if
can,
you just like, so you know, if see you just it. Like out here.
And you want to like, flex.
I am man.
And you
want
to flex.
Men grow hair. Men grow hair. Men have muscles.
Men
grow hair.
Men scratch chest because it's hairy as fuck.
Hey, look, women love everything masculine.
My tattoos, you can see them better shaved.
Listen, nature is nature.
Well, let's get into that, shall we? Then we have this conversation.
Nature is nature. Women love masculine, meaning anything that they can't do, they love it. Mm-hmm. Growing beards, hair on the chest, they love it. They might say they don't, but they do.
They don't like hairy balls.
They can do that. They don't have balls.
They don't like hairy balls is what I'm saying.
They can get pretty
ladies,
down there.
Ladies. You can weigh in the comments. Do you prefer hairy balls or shaved balls? I mean, hopefully, if you're a good female, you're putting your mouth on said balls, and you don't want hair in your mouth, so you probably want a nice, smooth pair of nuts in your face.
But what if they're stubbly and they, like, stab her tongue?
And she gets a little bit of,
It's like licking Velcro.
Yeah, at least there's more traction. You might catch it and just drag and make it and feel a little bit better and pull your nutsack up a little bit off her tongue. That sounds wild.
I don't know.
You should try that, ladies.
I'm not sure. I just tell jokes.
You should have somebody. You should have somebody shave their balls and then lick them every process of the way and see how it feels on your tongue. Don't report back. Just let the guy know if he enjoys it or not.
Or if you enjoy it.
Well,
is it good for you?
I like a tongue on my balls. Shaved.
You know, I hear more things about hygiene.
That's what I'm saying, because if you're shaving your balls, you've got good hygiene.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or it might smell like Elmer glue.
It might stink.
Or like spoiled milk, or like dick cheese.
Your accent is great.
You don't want to smell like dick cheese.
Dick cheese is not good.
No.
It's not goat cheese, it's dick cheese.
You don't want to smell like any type of cheese.
Richard.
How about that deodorant they stay advertising for the women to like put down
everywhere? Wait, hold on.
It's like this.
Where?
Everywhere. It's like body deodorant. And I think it's promoting non-washing.
Yeah, don't do that, ladies. Wash your ass.
Please.
And put a finger in your butthole with said at least baby wipe. Look. Toilet paper is not going to do it. I know those who have a bidet, you think you need a bidet. It's just like spraying. You can spray a dish with the hose, but it's not necessarily all the way clean. So it's like a combination of everything.
It's like you're not fully clean unless you're
squeaky clean.
I'm not going to advertise them because they're not sponsoring us.
Is that the brand?
It rhymes with rest.
Oh, yeah.
You're not fully clean unless you're fully clean.
No.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring.
I say squeaky because you went squeaky, squeaky.
What exactly makes that squeaky sound?
Your butthole and the baby wipe.
So it's like if you don't have no oil there or nothing to interfere, it's like skin on skin squeaky.
Yeah. Dry toilet paper hurts.
Hurts?
Yeah.
Cottonelle?
Northern?
Great Northern?
Listen, man, that is not cleaning your butthole. That is not cleaning your butthole, people. Regular toilet paper is not going to do it.
What if you got aloe?
No, you need a wet wipe.
Flushable or non-flushable?
I mean, preferably non. They're thicker.
What about dude wipes?
Those are good, but they're just a dude wipe, so they cost more.
So what should the ladies use? Should they use dude wipes?
They should use baby wipes.
Baby wipes?
You probably get more bang for the buck. I mean, you can get non-flushable and just throw them in the
so, trash. So wonder if you don't have any and you're in a public restroom. Should you do the...
You got to use toilet paper.
So should you do the shuffle to the sink? If it's not a one player only bathroom?
No, if it's a one player, you got all the freedom in the world.
But what if you're in the public restroom?
No, you just got to.
You remember when we was younger? When we were all kids, we would be in front of the urinal, pants and underwear down to our ankles, like using the bathroom, looking like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like,
no worries.
Could and you imagine?
Now I need water. I gotta look at Zern. I gotta fucking pay attention. Could you
imagine as an adult doing that? How we used to do as little boys?
Nope.
That shit is crazy. Could you imagine going into a bathroom and seeing a grown ass man with his pants and his underwear down to his ankles?
I'm gonna start.
What?
I'm gonna start.
You gonna do it?
It's a trend.
No.
Everybody out there, let's start a trend.
No, sir.
Where we pull our pants all the way to our ankles and pee.
Like we used to when we was kids? Fuck yes. That, Justin. No, man.
I'm kidding. Dude, like I said, I got to look at Zern. I got to fucking flush the toilet. Anybody else got stage fright when you're by yourself? It's weird.
No, but I'm thinking like So if say if you don't have any dude wipes, right?
You just gotta wipe it. Dude, I ran out of baby wipes once and I felt like a fucking child wiping my ass.
Flush the toilet, right?
Multiple times.
Flush the toilet and do you dip the toilet paper in the toilet and wipe? Do you do that or what? You don't do it?
That's fucking genius. That's genius. You might want to get the first couple wipes out just so you don't waste the flush. And then you go for the fucking wet. That's fucking genius, people. Hey, if you're stranded and it's a public bathroom and you have no baby wipes, take your shit, get a good couple wipes with that toilet paper, flush it, then dip toilet paper in the clean water and continue wiping your ass, dude. You are genius.
I kind of think it's a little gross still, but... You like that?
That's genius. It's better than trying to walk to the sink.
Oh no, fuck walking to the sink. So you're shuffling to the sink.
So that's genius. You're reshuffling. I mean, the water's clean. It went through. It flushed.
But to me, it's kind of spoiled. It's still spoiled.
I mean,
water.
It's public water. It ain't your house water where you constantly, it's your water. But if you got guests coming in, and you got people in there, it's still pissy, shitty, same fleshy water.
But I was thinking like this, like
it's not public. We flushed water.
This is a fail that I tried.
Okay,
I'm like, okay, I know what I'm about to do, so I prepare with soap and water. But by the time you're done and ready to use it, it's fucking mush and slime.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't work.
No, you're just stuck until you get home to properly clean. And even then, you know, to really clean, you got to shower. And, you know what I mean? I'm not saying baby wipes in your booty hole smells good to get licked. That's not what I'm
saying. Look, I saw a video. Kurt Angle said, you know, because Rikishi did this thing where he put his butt in his face and shit. Kurt Angle said that, you know, Rikishi took a dump and didn't wipe his ass good. And during one of those, you know, scenes that Rikishi, you know, because Rikishi had this, no Diddy, this big ass. And he would rub his butt in your face and shit.
And he did it probably on purpose, shitty, stinky ass.
And Kurt Angle said it smelled so bad. And that was fucking disgusting.
Dude, I never had a fucking doo-doo stain in my drawers since I used baby wipes. That's over 20 years.
I personally think...
You know why? Because when your butthole itches and you dig in there, you're digging in there, but now your fucking drawers are going inside your butthole where your fucking shit is, and now you got shit stains because you don't know how to wipe your ass properly because you're just using toilet paper.
I have a solution for all of that.
Baby wipes.
Fuck that. Look, I wear nothing but brown underwear, okay? I wear brown underwear, all right?
That's lazy.
It's brown. You could wear it four times. Times are hard. Things are expensive, okay? You wear brown underwear. You wear them one way. You turn them around. That's day two. You turn them inside out. You do... the same repeat. You can wear your underwear four times.
And before you gotta wash it. You gotta wash it.
Just brown underwear is the way to go, people. Wear brown underwear and you can wear them four times. With the price of laundry and water and soap powder, save you some money. Brown underwear.
I mean, it's kind of genius. But you still don't want shit stains.
You won't have any shitty or any bacon strips.
Shitty assholes. Just fucking wash your ass. That's all I'm trying to say.
Listen, there's more stinky people out here than it is people that smell good.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy. That's amazing. Why?
You know why? I'll tell you why. When you see these women out here.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time on their face and hair and makeup. They ain't washing no booty.
They gotta be.
They ain't.
But if your fingernails are long, You got a stinky butthole.
So let me ask you this.
Those are facts.
I got a couple of questions.
Yep, no problem. Let's do it.
The ladies, like all of them wanted to be twerking and stuff on Instagram and on TikTok and stuff. Do you think that they are right? Are they smelling good?
Well, I have a theory on that. What's Once again, if you can zoom in and see any long fingernails, automatic stink. Automatic strike. That's an automatic strike. Your long fingernails obviously can't get in your butthole. Because, listen, when you're wiping your ass, and I'm sorry, no diddy, I'm a guy, but I finger my butthole daily. Daily. Because on the surface, it's almost like God when he fucking put a, you know, ties a balloon. You see it like this. If you're just doing this, it's not clean. You got to do this. At least.
So you think if they did like a impression, it would be a sunburst of poop?
A sunburst of poop.
Mm-hmm. Like if you, like... like when you sit down...
Uh-huh.
And say you get up, you might have a wedgie or grotta... And then you pull it out as a sunburst of poop?
Probably. Just because of the pattern, the splatter pattern.
Splatter pattern?
Splatter pattern. It's almost like, the blood splatter? You could tell how they got stabbed or some shit. You can tell how much poop you had in your butthole when you get up. If you're fucking, according to the way your shithole.
All right, so... Moving right along. Can we change the subject?
Yes. Hey, we were getting in depth, but I'm just saying, if you're not getting in and cleaning, the chicks on Instagram, like I said,
when they twerk,
instantly long fingernails stink. There's some that are big, but they're classy, so you know they want to smell okay. And then there's just some that just...
So do you think they'd be like, well, I'm on video. It don't really matter. Nobody will never know that I'm not fresh.
100%. Because you think they're at the gym. Some are at the gym. They got that pump. Their booty looks nice. It's after a workout. They've been sweating. Little juices flow.
What about when they're clapping? Like, what do you think that smells like?
Well, it all depends on how the asshole is taken care of. Because it's just it's like a bag, you know, so because it's just pushing out the smell. If they're right, that's probably not. Listen, all booties still smell like booty, but it just depends on the degree of booty it smells like.
So you saying it's all a degree of booty?
Yeah.
What does booty smell like?
Poop. At its worst, it smells like poop. But as you get better, it can smell like soap.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because so it's just skin.
How many people you think are smelling like nothing?
Oh, wow.
Give me a percentage.
Of people? About a billion?
I'm talking about the people that post their clapping and twerking videos.
I mean, well, there's a lot of those fills. I would say... That's a good one.
Wonder if it's just
not 50%. It's not 50%.
You think not 50? You think like 40% is smelling decent?
I'd say 32.
32?
32% maybe?
That be in the camera like, hey, and twerking?
Yeah.
It smelled decent.
It smelled decent.
Hmm.
So out of 100, what's 33%? What is that? 68? No, 32%. Here comes mama. It'd be 32 people out of 100, right?
32 people?
Yeah, 32% out of 100 is 32 people, correct? I'm assuming? I don't know, people check my math. Let's just say out of 132, you think out of 132?
I'd like to move on from the conversation.
I'm not. Let's boil this shit down. Hold on.
out of 100 Instagram models, how many do you think would be smelling?
Okay, so this goes to, this is what I've seen so far.
We'll boil it down to this and we'll move on.
The world has...
Because we're getting close. I know, he's itching.
The world is changing.
Yes.
They got a lot of chicks farting on the videos, which is unheard of.
I've eaten Cheetos and shit.
I watched the live of a person that took a dump.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah.
How did you... Wait a minute. How did you stumble upon somebody doing a live?
It was a comedian, and I think she's cool. And she pretty much... When people are on live, they do everything.
So she went and took a shit.
She took a shit.
She was farting.
She
a good.
And you heard the toilet go whoop, and you heard her wipe herself. And you know, I still like her, but she did it. I didn't like her, like want to date her, but she's a comedian and she was cool. But she did that. Another comedian, well, not a comedian, but I was watching a TikTok live, and you know, very attractive woman, and she was just like. And just kept it moving like we didn't hear that shit. Like, yeah, I heard you fart.
What?
On live.
The fuck?
Yeah, these live and the internet, it's like, I don't know if they're like, if their reasoning is, this is some human shit.
Oh, this is just me. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. A lot of women, they belch and stuff on live.
That I can see.
Yeah, but I'm a guy. How many times... Do you hear me belch? You know, it's like I'm a guy.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I still so trying that like, shit.
You know, there was a female that I used to talk to, and we used to FaceTime, and she was like, and I was like, block. I blocked the shit out of her because it's like.
Literally.
Yeah, I did. I was
blocked like, that shit out
of
y'all.
Because I took it as a sign of disrespect.
Of course.
Just recently, I'm at work. Motherfucker my age or older came out of the restroom and stood like 5 feet behind me and was like, and I took it as a sign of disrespect. I mean, I'm a guy. I'm not a stiff. I like to joke. I play and shit too.
Right.
But I just thought that was very disrespectful. Yeah. You just came your ass out the bathroom.
You could have shit yourself in there and then came out.
Or
yeah.
Why the fuck you coming out here farting? That's like 5 feet behind me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't comment. I didn't laugh because I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
I felt it was a sign of disrespect.
Right.
And I just...
Because how do you know he didn't say, I'm going to go fart on
car? And he was like, yeah, that Taco Bell's catching up to me. Look.
Wow.
I'm about to be 50. I know how it is. We're guys. We do shit like that.
Are you having a party?
What?
Are you having a party?
A party? Are we having a party?
A 50 year old? Come on.
I know I should, but I'm not thinking about it, but maybe I should. But in my mind, at 50, I'm thinking like my circle should be upgraded so much.
Right.
You know, a lot of people always plan their party and they spend a lot of money on their 50th party. But I'm like, why do people spend money on their 50th party when I think, you know, it's your party.
You shouldn't have spent no money.
That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm crazy. I don't know. But I'm like.
But it's tough because the people try and plan shit, you know, and try and get you, you know what I mean? And this and that.
I get it. But I'm just saying, you know.
I'll tell you what. I was surprised for my 40th. Was it my 40th? I was surprised because, you know, I went up there and I assumed that we were just going to hang out for my sister's birthday, you know, because she's turned 30. And they had that same place. So I was, you know, we had it because hers is the 20th, mine's the 25th, same month. So it was just like, so I just showed up and people showed up that I didn't expect to show up because they planned it. You know what I mean? It caught me off guard. That was the first time I was ever surprised, which is nice. Cool. But I came from out of town, so they had that shit all figured out before I got there. You know what I mean? But whatevs.
Yeah. So,
but if somebody plans some shit and they try and get you involved and then you go, oh, I got to show this shit to do. You know what I mean? Especially at 50. You don't know what the fuck. You know,
50 brings a lot of things out. But
yeah,
you know,
man.
I guess I need to start thinking about it. But, you know, I haven't thought
about it. It's a special year, man. Yeah. I guess it is, but I know in the grand scheme of things, it's another year, but, you know, it's a milestone year. Everyone in your head, it's a milestone year, man. 50
is a milestone.
It's like, because, you know, you hope to be another, it's like, how much longer do we have? You know what I mean? Yeah. And that can be cut short by anything, but if you think in longevity, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, my dad, I know he's at the age older than when his parents passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they passed in, like, their 60s, I think. You know what I mean? And he's in his 70s, and you know what I mean? So I'm wondering how he, you know what I mean? And we're in our early stages, so it's just like, you know, it's so that we try and move and do things, man, before this is over. And we all don't know what this is, to be honest. It's still just, everyone has theories. We know what we call it, but what is this? You know what I'm saying, man?
It's life.
That's the term.
Life.
That's the term.
And I determined that life, living life is like, basically, when you say, where do you live? You're basically asking, where do you sleep,
mm-hmm.
poop, shower,
yeah.
eat, and
rest,
you know.
Just sleep, rest, and, just or, hang.
Or
like,
where you... Or where you sexually climax at?
Yeah, because you don't do it in public.
That's life, man.
Yeah.
Life is fucking, shitting, eating, and pooping. That's life.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Where do you shit? Where do you eat? Where do you fuck?
Mm.
Where do you sleep at? Where do you live? I'm just been living life. What is living life? Shitting, eating, pooping, and fucking. That's and, life, right?
But you gotta work too. You gotta do something to make money to be able to be somewhere to have
you make
those.
Money to do what? To have a place
to do all that.
Yeah.
But you need a place.
You need a place
unless
to
you're doing
eat.
It on the street.
You need a place to eat.
Yeah.
To shit.
Yes.
To fuck.
Yes.
And to sleep.
Yeah.
You need to work.
To pay for all that.
To for life. You need to work for life.
Yeah.
So, living life. Life ain't nothing but shitting, fucking, eating, and sleeping. That's life to me. You can't tell me anything different.
More than that.
What is it?
I mean, we do those things, but there's all types of fun in between.
Like what?
Well, this right here.
Give me an example.
Right here. The podcast we're shooting out to the world.
We're shooting the podcast out to the world. Before that, I had to do all four of those things.
Well, of course. But this is the in-between. Because those are basics.
Maybe afterwards I'll go to sleep. I have to eat.
I had a wild dream last night talking about sleep.
Tell us about your dream, Jay.
Whew, people. Man, this dream was wild, yo. Because it was in a creepy-ass, dingy, dirty basement that I have no recollection of. So I've
never seen this basement before?
No, never seen this basement before. I'm in there.
Is it dark?
Dark.
So if you had to say what type of light it was, what kind of light was it?
Dark. I had my, I think, cell phone flashlight.
That was it?
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
Yo.
So it's already spooky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking, and I come around, I turn, I look left, and on the ground there's this creature, animal, and it looked like a wolf creature type thing. And I believe there was blood. It was dead. It was definitely dead. Like something
killed it.
Yes, because it was in a basement. It was just laying there. And I'm just like, what the F? Freaking out. And I go and I leave. And I, as I'm leaving, dog, the light kind of flashes, yo. And I just see this fucking creepy little girl. She's like, shh. And I freaked the fuck out and woke up. Wow. Yeah.
So this is the thing. Like every time when there's a scene, like say you were writing that scene for an actor to play that out,
mm-hmm.
or even in your scene.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Real life situation would have been like, I'm looking, and then I farted. Like
only in a comedy. It's got to be in a comedy.
It's real life, man. That's life, man. We fart in real life, right? So you looking at shit, you like, damn, that thing dead.
Oh shit, look at that bitch.
And then you saw a little girl, she like, shh. Let's be real here. Who farted? You or the little girl? Or the little wolf thing? Somebody had to fart because they're living life.
I think the dead thing farted. It was a dead fart.
It was a dead fart.
It really stunk.
It was like, I'm dead. Like, my teeth is out. You said his teeth was out.
No, his teeth wasn't now. I mean, you could see there were like
fangs.
Yeah, but it was like a the face. It wasn't a werewolf, but it was like a wolf creature face. Yes.
And he was living life. So he had to.
He wasn't living life. He was dead.
He was dead. Oh, he was dead. But before he had to live life.
And he
was
eating. Probably farting.
He was farting. He was like, shit, I'm dead. When you looked at it, you was like, oh, shit, what the fuck is that? And then the little girl was like, shh. I'm just saying. I'm just being real here.
It's a pretty shitty episode. I was gonna name it poop.
Pete told you about that shit.
We
man.
Talk about poop.
Pete said nobody wants to hear about poop.
I know, but the problem is, man, is that all these
it's
girls
living life, man.
No, all these girls just wanna show their booty. They all want to show their booty. And the thing is, when you're hitting it doggy style, it's the most invasive thing because your butthole is just out. You bent over and your booty is just, your butthole's out. And if you ain't taking care of it properly, it stinks, ladies.
So listen.
It will stink.
And this is what I come to bring, you know, okay, listen. And this is,
so it's fun to talk about, it's all.
Well, listen, you know.
Because I like to put a thumb in it.
Everybody always talk about, after we had sex, he never called me. Okay, so let's break that down.
Shit.
Let's break that down.
Literally.
He never ahead. Called you. Okay, there's a couple of reasons why he may have never called you.
Ooh, you didn't swallow. No, I'm kidding.
Or he's married. It was a one-time thing. He's married.
Damn.
He's in a relationship. He don't want to ever see you again. He got that off. Or here's number two. Number two is you smelled horrible.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me if you were single, you hooked up with a female, and you enjoyed yourself, and it was clean, and it was great. You're not gonna call her back?
Oh, you definitely call him back. Oh,
so
clean?
Oh,
you call him back?
You gonna call back?
You gonna call back?
It's gonna be a call back. But if it was like smelling like fish, sulfur, or poop,
stinky poo poo,
you gonna be like,
I'm gonna do it, but you ain't getting a call back.
Maybe you'll do it. Like, you know, it's been.
I mean, because I'll be doing it, and that's when you be like.
Wait, you'd be like, what the f... And you be like...
And if you...
You sniff your thumb. Because you put your thumb in it.
Because I put my thumb in it. Because you got to test the temperature. You got to see what... Thumbs up, 7-up. You remember that game?
No. Do tell.
That has nothing to do with buttholes.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember Thumbs Up, 7-Up?
We didn't play that in Cleveland.
When we were in class, where you put your head down like this, and you put your thumb up like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people go around, and if they push down your thumb, you'd have to be like, you have to guess who pushed the thumb.
Never heard of it, never played it in my life.
That's when you found out who liked you. Because you'd be like...
Was this authorized by the teacher?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, lightweight, because somebody you knew was up there, push your thumb down, you'd be like, oh, who's that bitch? She put...
I never heard of that. Never heard
Thumbs
of that.
Thumbs up, 7-Up.
No, sir.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Google it.
Okay. Maybe it's just an eerie thing.
Might be. Who knows?
PA. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Yep. We didn't play that game.
I always wonder, like when you're about to play tag... You know, like, my mother and your mother were hanging up close. My mother and your mother punched your mother right in the nose. What color was the blood? Blue. B-L-U spells blue, and you are the one not to be it in this game of hide and go seek.
Our games wasn't like that.
You remember that?
We was bubblegum in the ditch.
Okay, I remember that one.
Do you wish?
Yeah.
That's what we
put. I remember. You don't remember?
I was the 1983, 85.
You didn't.
1, 2, 3, not it. You know, that's.
You know, wasn't not it. Yeah, not yeah. it. 1, 2, 3, not it.
What you said.
You don't remember Ink, Pink, Purple, Stink, Poo, Far Out?
No, sir.
That was some dope shit.
Did you make that up? Was that your creation? It sounded like.
I don't know.
It sounded like some Justin created shit.
No, but we, me and.
What'd you say? Blue, purple, pink, stank, poo, pink, stank, stank?
It's going to be a beginning of a joke. Ink, pink, purple, stank, poo, fart out.
That's some eerie shit, y'all. We didn't do that in Cleveland. Let us know what you guys played when you were younger.
Yeah.
Ooga Black Booga or something.
Here's one. Here's one for y'all. WBLQ.
Do tell.
So, me and my boys, Andre and Damien. Shout out to Andre and Damien.
Shout out to them.
Friends forever.
Yeah.
41 years at least.
Damn!
Yeah. Childhood life. We created our own radio station, WBLQ, where we would talk shit, and then we'd put the radio on just to play music, and then we'd come back. This is WBLQ. And we recorded on tapes. Remember that shit? Water, booty, liquid, and whatever the Q stands for.
Water, booty, liquid?
WBLQ, water, booty, liquid, and whatever the Q stands for. Kids, dog. We were kids, yo.
Shout out to the kids.
Shout out to the kids. Hilarious.
Kids are innocent.
In life.
In life, y'all.
Keep life.
Watching. Support live comedy.
So to the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Jay, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast on Instagram. This guy has a website.
JustFullerComedy.com. People, Google Justin Fuller Comedy.
Hey, thank you very much for tuning in for another episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Love you all. Hit the subscribe, like, notifications, please.
Right here.
Peace out.
Midnight Pocket. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.